It's time for this week's Focus on Business. Today, part two of Tom Martin's conversation with Dave Sevegny, Chief Operating Officer of the IT, Data, and Managed Services Company, Volta.
Digital or data technologies are nothing if not constant change, constant innovation going on. Are IT strategies undergoing a lot of change?
Yeah, what you're finding right now is typical IT strategies that have been in place for the past 20 years are really starting to be reevaluated, revisioned. And most of our, a lot of our customers are moving towards a either managed service type implementation, cloud implementations. They generally are looking a little bit more at utility-based models where they can buy, you know, pay by the drink or buy what you need in order to satisfy a need.
And what are managed services?
Managed services are typically a client will contract with a vendor to support a certain part of their operation and their technology. So it could be software as a service, and you're providing support and services to help that customer. It could be hardware as a service that you're supplying support and services to help that customer. But that's the umbrella of managed services.
And it makes it possible for that host company to go out of house rather than having to have their own in-house division?
Yeah, because a lot of technologies nowadays are they're a little bit more complex at times, and you don't necessarily have all the technical skills in-house to implement a particular solution. So clients will tend to look to vendors to support them for solutions that are not necessarily in their wheelhouse.
What sort of challenges do you encounter, or do your clients encounter, real red flags that might keep somebody up at night?
If they have a critical system and they don't necessarily have 100% redundancy for that critical system, that's the time when our customers have the biggest stress. When we get the phone call at 11 or midnight on a Friday night because they're doing something and a critical system just went down and they haven't been able to get it to come back up, and they don't necessarily have a default or a failover system.
Dave, I know you have a very strong interest in giving back to the community by, among other things, helping small businesses grow. What are you doing in that area?
I'm the chair of Commerce Lexington's Business Owners Advisory Boards. And that's an organization that helps provide small business owners with much needed direction and guidance. And it's a service of Commerce Lexington. And then I've extended that into some peer groups that I've been working with, and then actually spending time with individual small business owners on an ad hoc basis for particular projects. And my give back is I'm doing it for free. I don't want to make money at that. I'm passionate about small business, and I'm passionate about helping existing small businesses get to the next level.
Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.